100 Days to Freedom program, or way of life, offers a structured and holistic approach, tried and tested, that includes spiritual, nutritional, and physical elements, as well as self-denial opportunities to build character and virtue, strengthen the body, heal the soul, nourish the mind, and most of all allows for a reconnection to the spiritual world and especially with God. The program is offered free in digital format, accessible at www.deaconpat.net. Think of the fisherman's net, deaconpat.net. And each day, a short reflection is shared with a specific theme to be the focus of the day. Day 75, Holy Marriage. Scripture tells us that it is not good for man to be alone, and that God wanted to make a suitable partner for him. God initially created animals to be man's companion, but none proved to be a suitable partner. So God created woman. But he didn't just create a woman out of nothing, as he could have. He took a piece of the man and created her. The man replied to the creation, "This one, at last, is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." Jesus teaches us that there are no longer two, but one flesh, and speaking of the sacrament of marriage, what God has joined together, no human being must separate. We all know that over 50% of marriages end in divorce, and that most of these were probably thought of as more of a contractual marriage, an agreement, than a sacrament. A sacramental marriage is a covenant by which a man and woman establishes between themselves a partnership for the whole of life. Usually we think of this covenant in a rather personal and individual context. It exists for the good of the spouses and the good of their children. We sometimes think of a wedding ceremony, which establishes this covenant as belonging to the bride and groom, as if it were their wedding alone. They can invite whoever they want, sing their favorite songs, and arrange the ceremony as they please. However, the Second Vatican Council reminds us that the marriage covenant exists not only for the good of the partners and their children, but also for the good of the church and the good of society at large. Marriage is a sacrament. In each of the sacraments, a window opens, and we can glimpse the mystery of God and God's plan for the salvation of the world. In a Christian marriage, we see that God was not content to be alone. Out of love, God created us all. That is, God is faithful, no matter what. Whether we are faithful or faithless, God is faithful. Whether we wander away in sin or remain in the embrace of love, God is always there and is ready to embrace us. This sacramental sign, which the husband and wife give to each other, they also give to the entire community of witnesses. Although most of us have never personally seen God, the sacramental marriage and the love and relationship that flows between a husband and wife is one of the closest things we have on this earth that represents God's relationship with us. The fidelity of Christian husbands and wives represents that love and that relationship that God offers us. This relationship is a mystery for sure. We live in a culture that in many ways has forgotten the holiness and permanence of marriage. Almost all of us have had some connection with a divorce. Divorce always brings hurt, pain, and can leave scars that last a lifetime. If not for the spouses, almost always for the children. We as Christians should understand that God does not desire for us to be alone. He desires communion between us, with Jesus, and ultimately with Him. There is no greater want in the world than the desire to be loved. However, to be loved, one must love. To be forgiven, one must forgive. To be understood, one must understand. God has given us much more than we could ever give in return. This understanding of God has been given to us as a guide for earthly living and earthly marriage, and we should be eternally grateful. Of all the great obstacles in marriage today, Not unlike the obstacles identified in history, these struggles usually have at their roots a common theme of pride or entitlement. Pride and entitlement only create division and hurt. Yet one cannot feel grateful and entitled at the same time. If we could only view life and our relationship through grateful eyes, pride and entitlement would never be our burden. Gratitude and entitlement cannot share the same breath nor thought. Think about this for a minute. Gratitude and entitlement are opposites. They cannot share the same breath nor thought. Marriage is a journey where two individuals, through God's grace, travel together, assist each other while growing in holiness, help pick each other up, support each other, forgive each other, love each other, and serve each other in the same manner as God does for us. This is what a Christian marriage is. That is what a sacramental marriage is. Trials, temptations, and obstacles are part of every marriage. Yet if we focus our attention on God, seek our God for answers, strengthened by the sacraments, and can transcend our own self-will, imitate God's love, mercy, and permanence, our marriages will be fruitful beyond belief. Our sacramental marriages will be fruitful beyond belief. I'd like to thank you for listening and also for participating in the 100 Days to Freedom program. Remember the program workbook with instructions, guidance, reflections, and checklists, which are essential to the program, is available at no cost to you via a link on the blog deaconpat.net. Think of the fisherman's net, deaconpat.net. May God continue to reveal himself a little more and more each day, and may you begin to see and feel his presence ever greater in your life. That is my prayer for you. May God bless you and keep you in his loving embrace.